Anyway, have at it.
Yeah, so we're talking about Rob Reiner. How much blame do you put on Conan?
I don't put blame on him, dude. You can't. I put all the fucking blame on what's-his-face, the son.
No, I mean, obviously. I'm saying there's like a little bit of blame, like a percentage. A small percentage.
I'd say maybe 5-10. I mean, there's like we said, there's different ways this could have played out, dude. It doesn't matter. Now he's fucking like contemplating, well, fuck, if I did this, I say the same thing about my friend freaking Corey. He's like, what if I talk to him more? You know, that kind of thing. So he's always going to have that.
But you didn't have any inkling of an idea that he was going to do something like that, right? If maybe, if you knew this person had a history of mental health issues and violence, and your friend said he was scared that he was going to kill him, wouldn't you have just at least allowed the cops to come out, assess the situation? Maybe something could have changed. Something could have like...
Maybe, but to say that it was...
I know, it's hindsight, man.
You can't fucking blame him. He's at a fucking Christmas party, and he doesn't want to fucking bring down the vibe. And, you know, maybe... You know, maybe he's saying something like, hey,
pretty this sure is, the vibe was already brought to
I know, man, but we don't know what the fuck was. I mean, where, I mean, obviously it was within earshot, but from what I understood, that he kind of like went off into like the balcony or some kind of away and they started arguing or whatever. But, you know, we weren't there. Unless someone broke out a fucking camera or how many people were there, somebody probably has a video footage of it, right? What do you think?
I mean, I know. He was asked to leave. You got to be pretty bad when you're like the son of a very prominent fucking like icon, like a entertainment icon, and you're asked to leave. You're fucking with some people, you know? You're doing something pretty serious. So you don't think that warrants like a cop's coming by and saying, hey, man, just chill out. Just we'll figure this shit out. And maybe, just maybe, he can sleep it off and do whatever the fuck he needs to do.
Well, I don't know if it was... I don't know, man.
Because what if he was... coked up or something. We don't know what the fuck. Did they say anything about...
They didn't say... The last I heard, and who knows, man, this is all fucking speculation, but they said that he was diagnosed as schizophrenic and that his doctor, like, redid his regimen, his dosage or something like that, and that's been was really fucking with his brain or something.
Yeah.
So he was kind of acting out of wits, and which is why Rob was concerned, right? So... who knows, dude? And he may have been on fucking meth or whatever the fuck he was doing, because he has a history, obviously. Yeah, dude, it's just fucked all the way around, man. It sucks. I mean, I've only seen Stand By Me once. I take that back. I've seen it a couple times, but that was back when I was a kid. What year did that come out? Like 85?
Probably something like that, yeah.
Stand By Me. How many times did you see that movie?
Probably like 3 or 4 at least.
It's 86. So I was 16 at that point. And everything was on HBO. So I watched it a couple times. I watched it with my mom. I remember watching it with her. But I don't think I saw it in the theater. I saw fucking When Harry Met Sally fucking numerous times. I've seen that movie the most, I think, because of Z. And I saw that at the theater with Duke and Adolph, I believe, because we worked across, and maybe even you, but we worked across the street. So we saw it at the mall theater. I remember that.
Yeah. I was going to have some like Rob Reiner, like movie-thon for, you know, kind of like pay tribute just with myself.
We saw Misery in the theater. I remember that scene because I read the book. And I just remember wanting to go see that. And I was hoping that they were going to play the Anthrax song, you know, but they didn't. Bullshit. What else did I see of his? Obviously, The Princess Bride. I saw that in the theater with my mom.
The Sure Thing?
I don't remember that Sure Thing. That's with who?
John Cusack. Remember with that girl that was to play the princess in Spaceballs?
The film, the poster, it looks familiar, but I don't remember it.
It is really funny. You should watch it again.
Okay.
That was one of my favorite movies of his.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. It was just like, it was really just well done and, you know, just funny.
Sure Thing. Is it streaming anywhere? I'm sure it is, right?
Yeah. If not, it probably will be soon. I'm sure all of his stuff will be streaming.
It's on Paramount.
Yeah, Paramount?
No. What else did he do?
I know he's had some, like, not so good movies.
Yeah. I remember I saw some that they did a, what you call it, a roast, and he read Roger Ebert's review of one of his movies. I hate, it's called North, I think, the name of the movie.
Oh, it looks like he was prescribed schizophrenia medication right before he did the murders.
Yeah.
So it's like, man, what's this medication shit, man? Like some of the medication that like supposed to like be antidepressants makes you want to kill yourself.
Yeah.
What the fuck good is medication?
Yeah, I know,
man?
That's the thing. when you hear the fucking like is that what you're doing? You're looking shit up?
Yeah, I was just looking up his filmography.
Oh, yeah, it was all the fucking side effects at the end of the commercials, like make, you know,
yeah,
thoughts of suicide. I'm like, oh, well, isn't that what this is supposed to prevent?
Yeah, what's the point, man? Yeah, it cures your depression by making you kill yourself. Yeah. This is Spinal Tap, of course. And then,
oh, yeah, I watched that the other day, actually. That was on HBO. They've been playing that because it's funny because that was his first movie and his last movie, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's weird. And, of course, there's those fucking dumb fuck conspiracists. And I don't know if it was a true thing, but someone said that this was Barack Obama's doing, you know, because they were supposed to go see him the night afterwards or something like that.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, I know, man. It's like, what?
Oh, he directed A Few Good Men.
I remember that.
The American President, Ghost of Mississippi.
Never saw that. I saw The President's Men, or The American President. I saw that. The Bucket List, obviously. And that had a bad, like, reviews or whatever.
Yeah. LBJ. I don't know if you
never saw
that.
Never saw that. Yeah, that was it. I didn't see any story. Maybe a Story of Us. That looks like a Z movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Fucking from 84 all the way up to 92, he had like hit after hit, man. You know?
Yeah. He just did an episode of Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend in this year at some point.
Oh, man. Very sad. Very sad situation,
fucking
man.
Fucking Conan, man.
Shut up.
Fucking Conan. Could have saved his friend's life.
Oh, shut up.
Should I start the show?
Please.
Okay. 5, 4, 3.
However, not all fecal samples are fit for use. The scientific research field still requires it to meet inclusion and exclusion criteria. Before it to be suitable in medical treatment, it needs to be exceptional in terms of safety and quality.
So if you eat like just fast food all the time and you get like this fucking fast food diarrhea, they're probably like,
right,
yeah, dude,
exactly.
That's gross.
It doesn't tell you how much it pays. If it was like, yeah, I'm sure my shit's crap.
Welcome to the Lo-Fi Show with Tony B and Nat, Christmas edition. For your gift this year, the Lo-Fi Show proudly presents a Christmas collaboration with some of the most prestigious rock and the metal bands to give you a holiday version of their favorite songs. We have from Slayer, Reindeer Blood and the classic Elf Awaits. From the legendary metal band Venom, we have the songs At War with Santa, In League with Santa and Welcome to Noel. From Metallica, we have Ride the Christmas Lighting and Enter Snowman. From Anthrax, We have called in a frost, and from Exodus we have bonded by fudge. From Judas Priest, they've created the song Baking the Nog. From Black Sabbath, we have Children of the Sleigh. From Megadeth, we have Wreath Cells and Tornado of Snow. From AC/DC we have Elf Spells. These and so much more are yours for the low, lo-fi price of $666.69. Order now, supplies are limited.
Okay, I was supposed to fade out, forgot. Anyway, yeah, did you get all that? It was like metal songs but renamed for Christmas, like Reindeer Blood instead of Raining Blood. And what else? Oh, Elf Awaits as opposed to Hell Awaits. What else did it say? Megadeth was Tornado of Snow. Anyway, if you listen to it, it's pretty funny.
I was looking at 3 o'clock high, actually.
And In League with Santa and At War with Santa by Venom.
I went down the fucking Reinfeld, whatever. That rabbit hole right when that was going on, and I ended up on the page for 3 o'clock high.
Oh, he directed that?
No, he didn't. He didn't, but somehow I ended up on that page. Oh, because Casey Zemosko was in that Stand By Me.
Oh, okay.
I was looking at the cast, and I was like, oh, Casey Zemosko was in that. I don't remember.
Yeah, he was the second in charge of the Mean Kids.
Okay.
Kiefer Sutherland was like the main villain, whatever, the kid, and then like Casey Zemosko was the one right below him.
Okay.
He was also in Biloxi Blues.
And in freaking Young Guns. Yep. That's how I know. That's how I remember him.
Yep.
But he just kind of stopped after that. I think, Public Enemies was the last movie, and I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, isn't that about the gangster fucking thing with Johnny Depp?
Oh, I don't know if it was Johnny Depp, but yeah.
Was it Christian Bale? I can't remember.
But that was in 2009. Anyway, so that was freaking Blood Incantation.
Yeah.
You like it, right? It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You said that you saw it, and it was like the most badass show you've seen.
Fuck yeah, man. God damn.
But granted, you have to take the mushroom thing into account.
I don't know, man. I think I would have liked it regardless.
I'm saying like it enhanced it a lot.
It did, but I'm pretty sure I would have enjoyed it thoroughly without it, you know.
I was wondering this because, pot and mushrooms always enhances your concert experience. Like, how low would you have to go down your, totem pole of, rock and metal and shit where it would make you, it would at least change your mind a little bit about a band? Like, if it was like if you saw Creed and you were, on mushrooms, would you actually like them or you just go, this still dog shit?
I'd probably watch. I'd watch.
You'd watch, but...
I'd listen.
I'm saying, would it enhance your experience or your thought of them or your thoughts about them?
What do you mean? Is it enough, even more now?
Or is it enough to go, oh, they're not that bad. They're actually badass, you know? Because
I would probably go that route, man. If I saw Creed at the point of the peak of their freaking peakness or whatever, or even freaking Nickelback, and I'm like, but I went in and I watched it and I okay, I can see the appeal, you know, that kind of thing. So yeah, I'd be okay with it.
I don't think there's an amount of drugs to make me like Creed.
I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, you could be wrong. That's what I'm saying. I don't know, man. There, you'd be like, oh, like you said, what was that one show, song that you, it was Dinosaur Jr. What song did you hear that you were totally high and you were driving home and you were like, oh, wow, this is great.
Lucky Denver Mint was one of them.
Yeah. I mean, that's not that, extraordinary.
No.
Song.
I'm saying that we know things that you would be more partial to or you would actually like normally. It makes it more badass, right? I'm saying how far down would it have to go? Would you hear a song from Presidents of the United States of America and go, well, that's pretty good? Or,
well, dude, see, that's the whole thing. We only know the fucking shit they play on the radio, right? So if you go into their deep cuts and maybe because Tremonti is actually a pretty good guitar player, you know, his band, you know, he writes some pretty good riffs. It's that fucking Scott Stapp that fucking ruined their shit, I think. So if
I think it was Eddie Vedder that ruined everything. With his voice,
yeah,
his,
you know,
his people, vocalizations.
Right.
And everybody just did the same fucking thing.
Well, I mean, okay, if you want to go down to the root, but still, it was Scott Stapp that kind of ruined it, you know, and just the antics off the stage and shit, kind of like, nah, shut up, dude, or whatever. And I kind of felt sorry for him at one point, and now he's got his shit together, so who knows? Maybe they'll have a comeback.
I don't know if he, like, ever... It wasn't that he didn't have his shit together. It was more of just, like, he was just a fucking douche.
Well, yeah, exactly, dude. I mean, fame will do that to you. And if now he's out of the spotlight or whatever, apparently he's like, okay, he's eaten, what's that, humble pie? He's, like, he's realized, okay, maybe I should fucking be cool now or whatever.
Oh, shit, Dustin's online. He says, what up? I finally have a free Sunday. Creed's instrumentals are actually pretty cool. The heavy riffs are sick. Yeah, I don't think I had a problem with the fucking music. It's more of just like Scott Stapp.
You see?
The vocals. I mean, just the singing and like the lyrics a little bit. They're a little bit too, I don't know.
Cheesy?
Yeah, a little Pollyanna.
Like if I was at a Creed thing and was at Arms Wide Open, that song, I'd be like, ugh. But if I saw the joy that it brought to a bunch of chicks, you know, or even some dudes or whatever, like, it's like, okay, it's, people are singing along. You just get that different vibe when things are live, right?
So you mean the joy that it brought to people? Some chicks, maybe even some guys. You're so stupid, dude.
Well, I mean, that's the first thing I thought of was chicks that like that song, right? Yeah. So, but I'm sure dudes too, right?
I remember, was it Daryl who leads the Offspring?
Noodles is the guitar player. No,
it's Daryl something, right?
No, it's not Daryl.
Oh, Dexter.
Dexter, yeah.
Yeah. He had a shirt that says, even God hates Creed.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing with fucking Nickelback, because I saw a thing where Jerry Cantrell said something like, dude, they fucking rock, man. You know, live, they put on a good show and stuff. I'm like, okay, maybe. And I remember the very first fucking Nickelback record before, you know, they became who they were. There was one song that was actually pretty good or whatever. So I'm like, all right, I can see that. They were on freaking Roadrunner Records. So somebody thought on that label thought they were okay, you know? So.
Yeah. Dustin says, yeah, he's the reason why that band is laughed at, LOL.
Stapp, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
See, it's. And, you know, he's out of the spotlight now, or was. And they did a couple one-offs or whatever. And people were like all hyped about it and shit. So. You
he's
know?
Like the fucking Shia LaBeouf of fucking rock.
I guess.
To me.
I don't know what that means.
He just rubs people the wrong way.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I mean, God, I bet he back in the day he was insufferable, right?
But you know, if Kevin DeBrow ever lived long enough to like turn his shit around and said, I'm sorry, I was being a fucking dick.
Well,
that would have been cool, too.
He kind of sort of did. I mean, he was still kind of a coke-headed weirdo, but he obviously, like, you know, I think when Quiet Riot, like, finally fell off the face of the earth, like, in the 90s or whatever, and they try to come back, people were interested again because, well, those people were, like, our age and shit, you know? They want fucking, like, oh, you remember that fucking Quiet Riot band or whatever? And they kind of made a little kind of quiet comeback type of thing.
Yeah, Dustin says that's actually a good analogy. Who do you think is worse?
What's
fucking lead singer of... Who's the lead singer of Nickelback?
Nickelback? Chad something.
Oh, Chad Kroeger.
Okay.
Chad Kroeger or Scott Stapp.
Who, if I had to pick out of those two?
Yeah.
Shit. Probably Chad.
If you were forming a band and for some weird reason somebody said you have to either put Chad Kroeger or Scott Stapp as a lead singer, you have no choice, and then we'll fund you and do all that shit.
Chad.
Okay.
I like his vocals better. I mean, he's got more, not of an original voice, but he's not fucking
he's got
better.
A little bit of Tard phase.
Huh?
He's got a little bit of Tard phase. He's like the Tard James Hetfield.
Who's that? Chad?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's better than Scott Stapp's fucking, like, mullet.
Name a singer in rock who's worse than those two, then.
Me, for personally?
Yeah.
I'm not partial to the fucking dude in Avenged Sevenfold.
He's an acquired taste, but after I listened to them more, I was like, okay, he's not that bad, you know. I don't think he's as douchey as those other two, you know.
I'm not talking about his voice, it's just weird. The voice.
Yeah,
you said voice, dude.
No, I said like who's worse, and you know, in general.
Oh, shit, I don't know, man. That's
so he's probably Kevin DeBrow then, right? If he was alive
back in the '80s,
yeah.
I don't know how he was in the '90s and 2000s. I mean,
Blackie Lawless.
Blackie Lawless still seems like a kook. Yeah, he seems like a kook. A born again dude that like, it's like, dude, you have a song called "Fuck Like a Beast," you know. Get over yourself. But
probably both of us would rather work with Scott Stapp or Chad Kroeger over Dave Mustaine, right? Even though we like Dave Mustaine's.
No, Dave Mustaine wouldn't have nothing to do with us.
I'm saying if we were like, you know, this is a hypothetical situation, dude. So I'm just saying if they all did and they all wanted to work with us, Dave Mustaine, even though we like his music the most, he'd be like, oh my God, he's probably a fucking nightmare.
I think I could put up with Mustaine for a while.
I'm talking about peak Mustaine, not now. Now he's probably slowed down. Peak Mustaine was probably a fucking dick. You have to think about that.
Yeah, he probably was a dick. But I think I would like to think I'm more of Dave Ellefson, like that, like kind of like.
I think Dustin's going to like, if he keeps up with his, you know, his job and stuff, he's probably going to be able to know all the people in entertainment that are dicks.
Right.
It's like, okay, this guy's a dick. This guy's a dick. This guy's definitely a dick.
Yeah, and that's a sad thing because you're like, you don't meet your heroes type of thing. When you start meeting these people, you're like, fuck, you fucking disappointed me. But at the same time, you know, they don't give a fuck. You know, they're in and out of that place or wherever they're going, and it's just another day to them. And
I mean, they don't, but like, it's part of your legacy, right? Do you want to like pull up a Reddit on you and see how many people go, man, this guy's a fucking jackass. Fuck it, you know?
Well, if you're a certain age, you don't give a fuck, right?
You know? Right. If you're a certain age, you don't give a fuck about anything, no matter what you're in.
Exactly. So if you're past your 50s, you could be a dick no matter what. And you've already like made your name, and the majority of the people already know that you're either a dick or you're not or whatever, and you don't give a fuck. Clearly, look at Trump, right?
But who's a cunt, right? Who's like, it's always a man, right? It's always Billy Joel or you know,
you hear
Dustin said Art Garfunkel, which I could totally see.
I can see that too. Which is sad because that one episode of Flight of the Conchords, he's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
Oh, you can be funny and be a total asshole.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah. I think it goes with the...
I'm told that Metallica guys are dicks. That's kind of disappointing. I'd like to think...
I met Rob Trujillo. He was cool to me, man.
That's because you're both Hispanic, dude.
Yeah, that's it. That's totally it. I think they would probably like rub you the wrong way type of thing. Lars, especially. I think Hetfield seems like he would be like just cordial, like, hey, you know, nod his head at you type of thing.
My boss and his brother has worked a few of their shows and James Hetfield is a cock. That's kind of sad because I could see them totally being cocks back in the day or like even like recently, like Black Album era, you know. But it seems like, they seem cooler now. They're trying to do stuff for charity. And yes, it's for fucking PR. You know
how long ago was that, Dustin? Was that years in the 90s? Was that,
we don't know how long ago it was and what situation. But yeah, I could see them all being dicks, you know. I always thought Kirk Hammett might be cool, you know.
Kirk Hammett might be cool. He's probably aloof, you know. He probably just doesn't like.
Yeah, I could see him being like kind of not wanting to deal with shit. So he just kind of, you know, hides away. You know?
Right. Yeah, that kind of thing. I could see Hetfield be just like, yeah, you know, just go through the motions type of thing.
Roger Hill could be a dick. You just caught him at a good time or something, you know?
Caught him at a fucking concert, man. He didn't have to be nice to me at all. Unless that's the only reason, you know, if it was out like nobody around and then he could be like a fucking dick, right?
Yeah.
You know, but since there are so many people around, he'd probably like, oh, I better be nice because I have a PR type of thing, you know?
He said within the last 10 years. Okay, there's some... when I say Metallica seems cooler now, I'm seeing stuff within the last like 2 to 5 years, you know. So maybe they've got, because they seem to like be doing more stuff for charity and doing all that stuff and like, you know, being cooler to their fans, you know.
I don't know, man.
He says, like, the tour warned them on, make sure you don't do this thing or make this mistake on lights because he will call you out on it. Yeah, I mean, you could be just fucking really anal and shitty, but, like,
yeah,
and Kerry King, what he threatened to, like, kick your ass if you fucking spilled his beer kind of thing.
That was Adolf.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's not the way he said it, man. It's not like, I'm going to kick your ass. He's just like, hey, you better watch it or I'm going to kick your ass. You know, that kind of, like, jokey thing. It's not like he was serious, you know.
He might have been serious.
But the way it was said, it's all about inflection and the way that the tone type of thing. And that tone, the tone wasn't there.
Yeah.
You know? Like, when you tell someone that, like, oh, my God. It's like, no, it wasn't like that at all. You know? So.
I mean, I don't know. I think, depending on your situation, and there's no, like, excuse for it, but everybody has a bad day, but, like,
yeah,
if there's multiple instances and multiple, you know, recounts of people, you being a dick, then you probably are a dick.
Right.
And you probably need to, like, just chill the fuck out, or, like, it's not that serious kind of thing.
I mean,
you know?
You would hear more stories about Hetfield being a dick out there on, like, on the internet or whatever, and everything that I've read, everybody says he's kind of cool, you know, just, like, you know, but
within the last 10 years could be his alcoholic phase too, though. You have to realize that
too. And at the same time, he's got people that's doing work for him, right?
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have to fucking be friendly and shit, right? You're doing work for me, man. So
Dustin says, I think they're just different levels of humans. When you make $1 million a show, you become different. Yeah.
Yeah.
We definitely see that too.
We kind of touched on that. It's like money will fucking, like, change you, but I don't know how to what extent. I think it would, to a point where you're like, if you're in charge of something, or if Hetfield basically is, like, in his anal mind, because he does seem like pretty controlling, and that was one of his things, that he's controlling, right? So if he's like that controlling about, especially about lights, you know, he's got a fucking reputation to uphold for his quote unquote fans or whatever.
Y'all hear about that saying, mad genius, right? But if you live long enough and become successful enough, no matter if you're a quote-unquote musical genius or not, you're going to act like a musical genius, right?
I don't know.
Like, you're going to act like your shit don't stink, or like, I'm a perfectionist and you don't fuck with my shit kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, it was one of the things why I didn't pursue another thing. I just didn't like musicians. I didn't like actors either. The whole artist thing, when I was working at the studio back in Houston, you'd see all these fucking people come in, and artists that would come in to record and shit, and they were kind of weird and, you know, and kooky, and I can't say that I'm not weird and kooky either, but can you imagine just being around that kind of weirdness all the time, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, so, yeah, I bet you, Dustin, you're going to see a lot of fucking weirdos, man, because artists are weird. I mean, that's, I guess, kind of
weird. I wonder if it was better in, like, the 70s and shit, when, like, you know, drugs were rampant and people were just, like, so conked out of their brains. Or was it worse because people were so conked out of their brains and they just, like, throw shit and fucking people would punch each other and shit?
You don't hear about fucking hotels getting trashed anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no rock stars like that shit anymore. Because
I'm just wondering if, like, drugs made people chill more, or did they make it people worse, or, like, maybe it's just half and half, you know?
I'd say worse. Depends on who's doing them, you know?
Right. Like, there's people that can't handle their high, you know, and they just freak the fuck out. And there's people that just, if they're high, they're completely fine, you know? If they're not high, then they get cranky and shit.
I'm pretty sure I'd be one of the guys that can handle it. Because when I'm drunk, you can't tell. And when I'm high, you can't tell, right? I'm pretty much the same. I talk maybe a little bit more type of thing.
Dustin says, I found that the smaller unknown artists are more difficult and assholes than the famous ones. So far, that's been my experience. I can see that because you're struggling to make it. You have very specific fucking, you know, needs and
too.
Whatever. And, like, you have a fucking a time or a clock just fucking ticking away at your fucking.
There's this one girl in Houston. I don't even know. I wish I would have remembered her name and followed her. But she was the fucking diva, and we're like, dude, you're nobody, man. Why are you acting like this type of thing? And I mean, she was friendly enough, but she just thought her shit didn't stink, and, you know, and she's like, oh, I got this gig and this and that, and I'm making my record here, and I wish I remembered her name, but she was just, God, ugh. yeah, I just couldn't do that shit, man. More power to you, Dustin. I mean, it's a fucking industry that I would love to be in still at some capacity, but I don't think I could do, like, the meeting the people, because you're like, ah, damn, you're a fucking weirdo. You just ruined my version of that song I like or whatever.
Yeah.
Ugh. If fucking Robert Trujillo was an asshole, man, I'd be like, ah, man, that sucks.
He doesn't seem like he would be. But
yeah, he doesn't. He fucking Tom Araya doesn't seem like he'd be an asshole, but apparently he is, you know.
I could also see Trujillo having like a very snap fucking temper, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like if he's chill until he's not chill kind of thing.
And that was kind of the thing I brought up to him. Like, yeah, man, you were pissed off, you know. And you go, oh, you said I was pissed off at somebody? Like it happens a lot.
You were pissed off on stage? Like, yeah, be more specific, dude. I've been pissed off on stage a lot of times.
Yeah, that's when fucking, like, slam dancing and fucking, like, crowd surfing. Now he doesn't have to deal with that shit, you know? He's just on the fucking giant stage.
Working the Who's Live Anyway show made me see things differently. What is Who's Live Anyway?
Who's Live? Like the Who?
No, Who's Live Anyway. It's just the name of the... Who's Live Anyway? Oh, it's a comedy thing?
Oh, Who's Live Anyway? Huh.
Yeah, we voted for you, Dustin, even though it was a pain in the ass to fucking log in and...
I get all fucking emails now.
Well, you can unsubscribe it.
I know,
dude.
But I just forget, you know, they just pop up. Like, I just delete it before I, you know... Like, open it and unsubscribe.
Oh, whose line is it anyways? It's their tour. I found that Ryan is kind of a freak and the guys don't like Estosher. Whose line is it anyway?
Okay, those guys.
Yeah. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Drew Carey used to fucking do it. It was big in the 90s, man. You don't remember that shit? It was like improv and stuff?
Yeah, no.
It was pretty funny. Shit, it started in 1988. Goddamn.
Ugh.
Anyway.
Denver's losing. 7-0. They missed a fucking field goal. Yeah, the Broncos are doing pretty well and probably going to lose this game.
Dude, they can't win 12 in a row.
I know, that's what I was thinking too. I'm just like, man, that's asking a lot.
Yeah, dude.
Each other. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he each other ran to it, put it to like Eschother. I was like, what? Who's Eschother?
What?
Look, are you reading the chat?
I don't have it up. No.
Yeah.
Oh, you have it on your fucking phone.
Well, I can't go to this thing. I don't know why the fucking Mixer changed. I can't log in and look at this shit anymore. Maybe it's for their paying fucking people, you know. So I can't even tell the time now. What time is it on the thing?
Well, dude, yeah, what?
What time do you have?
2:50.
No, dumbass. How much time are we into the show?
Oh. Motherfucker, where is... That's changed. Oh, 37.
Okay, we should probably do a break song and then come back with an article and then we'll have a game and the rest of the things.
Okay, this is going to be the most exciting part.
All right, break song. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. That was Queens of the Stone Age with Threes and Sevens. You know that song?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was watching this nature thing. It was one of those Richard Attenborough things. It was called Seven Worlds, One Planet. And, you know, it's pretty interesting. It's showing, like, you know, the cycle of life and all that stuff. Circle of life. Yeah, circle of life and all the different animals and all that stuff. And you want to hear about the albatross?
Sure.
It's fucking stupid. It's a stupid, stupid-ass animal.
I think you may have... Okay, go.
So basically, they have their young... I guess some of them do. I don't know if this is normal, but like they showed it on like these high cliff walls overlooking the ocean. And it's, you know, it's not like a hole or anything. It's more of like just a kind of a semicircle. And they put their young in there, young or decently sized. And they go look for food, do whatever they need to do. Meanwhile, these 70 mile per hour winds are kicking up and, you know, climate change and all this shit's going on. So like weather's more extreme. So probably at some point this was, you know, palatable for to do, but it's not now. So these poor little fucking babies are sitting there trying to cling on to dear life in these little nests that are like perched high above these cliffs, and they have to survive until their parents get back and kind of, you know, sit on them and, you know, protect them and whatever. Well, some of them don't make it, so there's like one's halfway hanging out of the nest dead. One got knocked out onto the fucking the side of the nest, like maybe a foot away from the nest, right? And, you know, Attenborough's like narrating and all this stuff. And he's saying, like, you know, if they, you know, it's a race for fucking life or death, because apparently the father, I don't know if it's always the father bird in this case, the father doesn't recognize their young by sight or sound. It recognizes it if it's in the fucking nest. So because this guy got knocked out 1 foot away from the goddamn nest, he still doesn't recognize it as his young. So he comes back and he's just standing there above the nest, looking around like an idiot going, where's my kid? And meanwhile, this poor little bird, keep in mind, the fucking cameraman has been on this the whole time, just taking fucking video footage of all this shit. It's like, you could have like taken your footage and nudged him back into the nest if you weren't a dick, but they have to get all the unfettered fucking footage, right?
I mean, don't fuck with nature.
I have two different opinions of that.
I'm just saying, man.
So anyway... The dad's standing there. His foot is literally in the nest, right? Meanwhile, his young is slowly crawling up. He's probably tired as fuck from being like knocked around and whipped around and fucking knocked over. And it's slowly crawling up to the nest, just slowly, slowly crawling. And it's even like making noises. You see it like nudge the fucking dad's like, you know, like abdomen or something at some point. And dad's just looking off like, oh, I don't see nothing. What the fuck's going on? Where's my kid at? It's fucking dumb as fuck, dude. It's like the worst thing I've ever seen. And, like, the kid's like, fuck, man. He falls over again. And then he's like, oh, fuck, he's dead, man. He's going to just lay there and fucking, like, you know, starve to death because his dad's too stupid to realize that's his kid. Finally, he tries one more time, gets up and fucking starts crawling and crawling and crawling, and he fucking just plops in the nest, and dad's like, oh, there you are. Fucking dumbass animals, man. God, I mean, damn. So that's the albatross.
I mean, they're still not extinct, or are they on extinct list?
They're probably on the extinct list because, I mean, of shit like that.
I mean, how big is their head? I mean, they can't do critical thinking, dude.
Still, man, like, other animals have evolved at some point. I know you'd think maybe a certain point they'd be like, you know, this shit isn't working. We keep losing our kids, and maybe we should, like, just look at our feet and say, that's more than likely, probably 95% chance this is our kid.
Unless he's like a real dad and goes, oh, fuck, I don't want to fuck with you.
Well, the penguins, right, they're different, right? So, like, the kid penguins, they're like, supposed to stay at their same spot because there's, like, millions of goddamn penguins in this little area, right? So the parents go get their food, get krill or whatever they need to get, and the kids have to stay in one spot. So it's like trying to find, like, your friends at a festival and shit, right? It's like, well, stay the fuck here, right? And, well, they wander off. And so, like, at some point they get lost, and then, like, the only way that they can find them again is if they each one has, like, a specific call, but you have to be within 10 meters of your kid and, you know, whatever, to hear it, for them to hear it, and vice versa. So at least that's something, right? You can recognize by call. These fuckers, if they fall out, and even if they're just laying, like, 10 inches or 5 inches away from their fucking nest, they're dead. The dad will just let it lie there and ignore it and not feed it. Just say, that's not my kid. My kid was clearly in the fucking nest.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe he doesn't like kids.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, man. It was just fucking weird. I was like, oh my God, this might be dumber than a fucking panda. So I'm on disc one. I'll let you know if there's any more crazy animal shit
future
broadcasts.
I got an email from Bandcamp about Millennia.
Oh, did you? What did it say? I got one this morning, or just earlier.
Greetings, Tony B. Millennia just released Losing Sleep single. Check it out here. Here, and then the thing says, here's our second single, exclamation point. We hope you enjoy it, exclamation point. Single 3 will be out next month, exclamation point. So, Dustin, who wrote that? And were you really that excited?
Yeah, does Bandcamp help you write that, or do you that on?
Did you write that? Or?
Who writes your lyrics, by the way? And are you guys gonna get a bassist at some point?
Are you gonna offer up your lyricism?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just wondering who writes his lyrics. It's like a shared thing. Does everybody kind of pitch in, or is it like one main person? Like, who does that for Faith No More? Right? Didn't fucking Patton write most of the lyrics?
Yeah, he wrote most of it. They wrote the music, and he came in and wrote the lyrics or whatever.
Because if you send your music our way, Tony can put in some tasty fucking bass tunes.
Oh, yeah. I would totally fucking match my skill with your skill.
This isn't sending. What is he doing? Something's happening. Yeah, we saw it says this isn't sending, but that's all we saw from you, Dustin. Maybe he wrote something and then it didn't send.
Oh.
Yeah, Mixer's been kind of fucking weird lately, man. I guess you can also answer me by text, too, if you have to. if everything fucking else fails. But we had a problem with Mixer this morning. I can't get into Mixer, the fucking web thing, and access it the same way. I can't, like, read anything. But clearly we're broadcasting. Everything's fine.
The middle of that song fucked out.
Did yeah, you know I, yeah. I punched it in anyway, so I didn't worry about that. But yeah, all I did was like I changed to one page. That's how fucking.
Oh, now during that.
Yeah, I did something real quick just to refresh, and it fucking like man, I need to get a stronger PC. No, we tied it up. It's 7-7.
Woohoo!
Aaron writes the lyrics, and Dan writes the music, and I write the breakdowns and patterns. That's cool.
Well, who writes your Bandcamp emails? That was the original question.
Tony was dismayed by the amount of exclamation points.
The excitement for the single.
You have to be excited, dude. If you're not excited, then your fans won't be.
I mean, it did make me like open it. And I was like, oh, shit. Click. Anywho.
So are you satisfied with your lineup? Or do you guys want to like add a bassist and anything else?
Who are you talking to? Oh.
Talking to you, dude, because I'm talking to you about your band.
About my band?
Stupid. I'm not that excited for the single, in actuality. We have better ones than that song.
Oh, so why'd you release this as the single then?
Yeah, did they outvote you? Is it easier to like be in a band where it's an odd number than you can, you know, it's like a, you can vote on things and not be like deadlocked? Go, no, I want this single instead. This single's balls.
I want this single. It's about cars. Then
the other guy goes, but this showcases my vocal ability so much better. You're like, that song sucks, dude. That's the worst of our songs. That should be on the fucking...
That should be a B-side.
The alternate list, yeah.
It should be on the other side of the fucking, like, single.
We're posting all 5 singles and then packaging as an EP. Okay, that's cool. I think that's what Bad Omens is doing. They keep releasing, like, one song... one video every month, and then they haven't announced anything yet, but clearly they're going to have an album at some point. But they have like 4 songs. They have Spectre, Impose, Left for Good, or 3 so far. Yeah, I thought there was one more in there somewhere. Okay. Oh, no, yeah, Dying to Love. So Spectre, Impose, Dying to Love, and then Left for Good.
Okay.
One song a month, that's what we're doing. Okay.
Yeah. All right, so... I'm going to have, I guess, and I was just thinking about this again, my Sunvolt record. So Sunvolt released a freaking their very first album on Black Friday, whatever. I didn't go participate in Black Friday because I forgot about, you know, that album. Had I known, I would have totally sought that record. So by the time I realized that it was gone, it was sold out everywhere in America, right? I couldn't find it anywhere other than fucking eBay for like $80, $90. And so I found it in Canada and I bought it. It was only like $50 because of shipping. It was actually cheaper, but the shipping, because it was coming from Canada, like made it $50. I'm like, okay. One of my favorite albums is a two record thing. The one of them was like all new shit that I haven't heard before. I'm like, okay, that's worth it. So I bought it. That was on August or December 1st or 2nd, one of those two. And then, what was it? Flash forward to like last week, which was what day was that? That was the 14th, right? No, 15th, 16th. Right? It was something like that.
Yeah.
And I had no indication, no like, hey, we got your order. Well, we got your order. They took
not even a confirmation email. Or
yeah, anything. Nothing like that from the company, right? And usually you get something, say, hey, you know, thanks, and here's your tracking number or right, whatever. Nothing.
Right. If you don't get that within 3 days,
yeah. So, and then I say, hey, can you give me some kind of status on this or whatever? And that was like on Friday. And then Sunday, you came over and you were helping me with cutting shit and doing stuff and whatever. So he left me a message on my phone, but I wasn't going to call him because I was busy, right?
Yeah.
So he left a message saying, hey, man, I think it was shipped. You know, it shows that it was shipped or whatever. I'm like, okay, then that's cool. Later on that night, you know, Sunday night, maybe even Monday, I saw like the email goes, hey, man, we're just going to refund you, cheers, or whatever, and that, no worries, or something like that. And then, sure enough, it was, because I did it in the pay with four, so I was only paying like $10 a week, or whatever, for every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, they only took one payment, so I got refunded $10, and they canceled the order. I'm like, okay, cool. Flash forward to yesterday. I get a fucking, like, I got the record, you know? All of a sudden, it just popped up in my freaking thing. Here's your tracking number, and blam. It's like, oh, shit.
I think that's happened to me once with Amazon. They said they canceled something, and it popped up. And
But that's Amazon, dude.
I know, that's Amazon. So there's
now,
a difference.
So now I'm like, you're just like, well, are you going to do the right thing? I'm like, ah, oh, man.
So here's your dilemma. We're asking all the listener out there. Should Tony tell them and pay them back? Or should you just keep it and say, you know, it's just a stroke of luck?
That was a karma thing. Yeah. You know, da, 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 da. Or not a karma. Like shit, dude, you fucked up. I fucked up. And here's, you know.
Yeah. You get knocked out. You get some knockdowns in life. Sometimes yeah, you get you some win lift some, ups. You win.
Yeah, exactly. So should I pay that fucking $50? And if I do, if I win over, it's like, I'll have to wait till I get paid now. Because
figure if that's happened to you, it might have happened to other customers too. And maybe that they're just frustrated at that point. It's like, you know what, just he'll give you a refund, you know, as opposed to having to delve into all this shit. And then like all of a sudden their books go to shit.
Right. You know, like was that $50 the one that's going to break their company at the end of the year or whatever? I doubt it.
Should Tony do the right thing or should he just say, fuck it, life owes him one?
Yeah. Like let the happy Merry Christmas, you know, because that is one of my favorite albums of the 90s, honestly. You know, so it's like, oh, the universe gave me something finally, or at the cost of, you know, fucking someone over. But, you know, you should have sent me a fucking, like, some kind of confirmation, something that's, you know, if I get some kind of, like, a tracking number or confirmation or something, some kind of communication that, you know, hey, it's on its way or whatever, I'm like, all right, I'll give you the fucking bit of the... That's what I do with that merch bar, right? You know, what did we order? And it just took forever.
In Flames.
Yeah.
Reroute to Remain.
Yeah. And I said...
I waited for about 3 months, maybe.
Well, I waited longer then.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I waited a long-ass time. And then I finally said, man, I haven't got this. And they finally paid me back. But I held on, you know, because they gave me that confirmation. So if you give me that confirmation, I'm all right, we'll see, you know. But...
Dustin hasn't said anything. He's wrestling with the good Christian side of him.
He's like, huh, that's
should I tell him what I really think, or
should I tell him what God thinks? I don't know. Does he think what, I don't know, does he?
I don't know, man. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what I would do in that situation either, because like I feel like I want to do the right thing. Depends on like, you know, do I need the $50 right now?
Well, right now I do. I mean,
yeah. So I don't know. You got fucking like, you know, fucked with that damn contractor. Maybe this is the universe's way of like, here you go.
Yeah. For all we know, this fucking guy's a complete like, you know.
He totally missed what you said. So you have to tell the whole story over again. No, basically Tony.
Yeah, it's fine, dude.
He got a refund from a place where he bought this hard to find album. And then after the refund, the day after, so he got the album. So should he tell them and give them the money back? Or should he just say, you know what, you're fuck up my fucking gain?
In a nutshell.
In a nutshell.
And they're Canadian, so.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more expensive over there too, I bet.
I mean, that's no way to run a business. You should be on top of your shit, right? Like, if the fact that they didn't send a confirmation almost tells me that they deserve it.
Right. You know, and that's, it's like, man, you should have fucking.
Oh, he says, oh, fuck that. Keep the money. I did that recently. Oh. Okay. Dustin's more corrupt than we thought.
Yeah. Right on, Dustin. Damn. He even had to add a fuck that into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Not even like, well, I feel bad, but whatever. They don't need the money. I need the money more than they do.
That is true. I do.
Yeah.
I
mean, yeah. Keep it.
All right.
And have fun with it.
Merry Christmas.
If like you get in a car wreck tomorrow or something, then it's karma.
I'll let Zito. It's like, make sure you pay this dude back at least.
Yeah. So what if they come back to you and it's like, hey, according to our records.
I know. If they do that, then I'd be like, all right, man, you know, I'd be cool.
But then they go, you were going to keep it, weren't you? Because you could have told us long ago, because it shows you received it on this day. Was there any confirmation of delivery?
No, it just showed up, man. You know, do you have
a... There's no tracking number or anything on it?
On it, yeah, but it did. I didn't get any prior like confirmation.
No,
like,
but basically, can they look up their tracking number and see that it was delivered?
Probably.
Yeah, so that's what they're going to use. Like, well, it shows it was delivered. Can you maybe give us back the money? Would you do it?
If they asked, yes.
It's like, you can't prove it, dude. I didn't get it.
I mean, I don't want
it's your word against mine. Take me to court for $50, motherfucker. I dare you.
You'll lose because you're Canadian.
You have to fly over here. I actually canceled my order, then it came anyway. That's happened to me. But again, screwing over Amazon is completely different than screwing over like mom and pop. You know?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Pretty sure Jeff Bezos can afford it. He supposedly left somebody a $50,000 tip, $52,000 tip at his wedding reception, something, which is, I guess, is cool. I also found out he paid $24 million towards funding for like some ocean reef, like protection area, something, which is cool. You know, I didn't think he did any of that, but is it PR? Yeah. Could he pay more? Sure. You know, but at least he's doing something.
Jeff Bezos.
Haven't heard anything. It was a while ago. Yeah. Yeah, I say sometimes you just called yourself lucky. I found $20 outside my old house one day, just in the grass. But there's nobody to fucking like look around and say, is this yours? You know, so fuck it, it's mine.
I used to find money all the time, man. And whenever I lose money, I'm like, you know, I guess that's how it... The circle, man, because I know I've lost cash.
What's the most you found at once?
$60.
That's pretty good.
It was
when $60 was $60.
Yeah, this is. I used to like when I was walking Daisy a lot. I would back in the early 2000s. I would around the neighborhood. I'd find $10, $5, you know, whatever. Back when people actually used cash. Now you don't see that shit.
All right. Here's do you have mushroom news? I think we do. Mushroom news. Is there mushroom news? We should have something in here. Yes, we do. Ha ha.
Are you on drugs?
at how long that was.
A little long.
Oh, Dustin said, actually, someone hacked my eBay and bought an $800 shoemaker thing. So I canceled the order, then called eBay and my credit card, told both of them that I canceled the order, and both gave me $800. Wow.
Oh, shit.
So you got $600 and everything was canceled? That's cool.
Damn.
That's cool. A way to do it.
I know, man.
Yeah, so mushroom news, the hallucinogenic mushroom that makes you see hundreds of tiny people.
Fuck that.
This has been like reported from like all different like countries and shit too. Mushroom expert and PhD student Colin Domnauer has been studying a unique species of mushrooms that, when ingested, causes fairy tale like hallucinations, including the sudden appearance of tiny people. The Lilliputian mushroom, as it's commonly called, is a captivating mystery. Do you know what Lilliputian is?
Yes.
Okay. Colin's research aims to identify which chemical compounds are responsible for such a strange psychological effect, and the answers are closer than ever. Listen to his brief overview on the strange effects of Lilliputian mushrooms, then read his full article here to learn about how he's uncovered through his research, or what he's uncovered through his research. So I'll play this real quick.
For the past 4 years, I've been studying this new type of hallucinogenic mushroom. In talking with people who have experienced this effect firsthand, they've described the effects as first seeing several hundred, if not thousands, of little people embedded in their environment. They're often reported as interacting with the real world, jumping on chairs and tables. One person told me as they were eating soup, the little people were jumping off their spoon into the bowl of soup, swimming around, and as they scooped their spoon to eat them, the little people remained in their mouth. 90% of people actually see little elves or clowns or other fairy-like figures. Many people are familiar with the depiction of this effect through Gulliver's Travels, where he lands on an island called Lilliput, which is of course the namesake. Reports of this actually first comes from the early missionaries embarking into Papua New Guinea. Decades later, in the 1990s, reports of a very similar sort of mushroom began emerging in southern China. Not until recently, in the past summer, did it come to my attention that a remote culture in the northern Philippines had been also reporting this sort of Lilliputian hallucination from a locally collected wild mushroom. I actually ventured there last summer to perform field work and found out that it's actually the exact same species that was previously known only from China. So the fact now that we have three independent cultures reporting the exact same phenomenon, and in two of them we've been able to verify it's the exact same species, gives us very high confidence that there is some sort of chemical inherent within this mushroom. So we're really hopeful in potentially discovering a compound in this mushroom that can reliably elicit this effect to potentially open a window and shed some light on this otherwise mysterious and bizarre neurological condition.
What do you think about that? Would you try those mushrooms?
No. It's not appealing to me at all.
You know it's not real, you know, or whatever. You could just, like, see it for a little while, and then when you come down, everything's fine. But you're not even slightly, you know, bit curious?
No. That's something I don't want to, yeah, that's not, like, appealing. I mean, if it happened, of course, but I wouldn't seek it out, you know?
Yeah.
I would, like, oh, shit, you should try this out, but it's like, ah, fuck, this is weird.
I'm saying if your local mushroom shop carried it, you wouldn't go buy it for... Just to
no,
try it.
No, I wouldn't. If I had just regular old, like, you know, colors and all that, that's all I need. Or yeah. Just well-being type of thing. Or...
I think I'd be curious. Because I can maintain my fucking high pretty well, you know. I'm not going to sit there and freak the fuck out and, like, rip my skin off just because, you know, I took something that I knew. Like, if I didn't know that effect was going to happen, then sure, I might freak out. But if I know that's what I'm going to expect and I see what I'm going to expect, then I'm going to go, okay, just chill and it'll go away.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Dustin, one of my coworkers, lives in the same area. Did I tell him that? I think I did.
Yeah.
I think I did. Yeah, I did tell you. I have a coworker that lives in Torrington, and I told her to go see a show at your place. I don't know if she has. And she said she's been there, but she doesn't know who you are, just in case.
So when I was looking at Millennia in Bandcamp, I found another Millennia in Illinois, also playing progressive metal.
So, Are you going to play them?
Should I?
And who's shittier, Millennia or Millennia?
Yeah.
The Millennia edition.
So you guys might want to reach out and threaten them or something.
Yeah, dude. Fucking lawsuit city.
You better change your name to Millennia IL, motherfucker.
Oh. Yeah, like Dune.
Yeah, they came out after us. Oh, okay. I thought they came out after you, like, you know, like try to threaten you and
like
shit.
Like gay?
No, like the craze, trying to strong arm
all
you.
The
although the craze were gay. I don't know if you knew that.
No.
Should I give Millennia also Millennia play just for a second? See if you can, you know, I don't know.
If I can tell the difference.
Yeah, they're much gayer than your band, Dustin.
Was that? That wasn't. Wait.
That was the other Millennia.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Was it?
Yeah, I told you they play progressive rock slash metal too.
Holy shit. Okay, so played Millennia, the new single. Like just a little snippet of it. Okay. Or not.
Okay, here's our new single, Losing Sleep. Go back to the other one. Oh. Shit, they got like metal fucking. This, you guys are way too close, man. They need to do something.
Yeah, dude.
They're even spelled the same way. Two L's, two N's. You know how like sometimes you spell Millennia with like two L's, one N or whatever? They're both spelled the same exact goddamn way.
Yeah, man. They both fucking, that's what Dune had to do, or not Dune. Somebody came out to Dune, man.
Three words, dude. Cease and desist.
Cease and desist. There's a Dune, our friends in Houston. They had a band called Dune, and then another band. I don't know where the other band was. I think it was San Antonio, maybe. But like, or no, not even San Antonio. They like reached out to him and said, hey, man, we're Dune, and you need to change it. So they changed to Dune TX. Right?
Yeah.
Then there was a River Phoenix in Houston. River Phoenix got reached out by River Phoenix's estate. And so River Phoenix changed their names to Phoenix TX. So I wrote Chris, hey, man, did you see that River Phoenix or River Phoenix changed their name to Phoenix TX? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, go after him. Anyway, he didn't. But he had a good reason to. He's like, hey, man. I don't know,
he
dude.
Says, yeah, they're more technical than ours. Theirs is more technical than ours is. They also have a more produced sound than we do, more fake sounding. Yeah, I can see that. It's very, like, super polished kind of, I guess, the way to say it.
I mean, it's, like, I guess. I don't know.
Dude, you should have, like, a fucking battle of the bands, Millennia versus Millennia.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Meet in the middle somewhere between Torrington and Illinois.
And whoever wins gets to keep the name.
Yes. Whoever loses has to put like their state initial afterwards, or yeah, abbreviation afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. Where are they from? Illinois, you said?
Yeah, so Millennia IL or Millennia CT.
I think CT would sound cooler though.
Yeah, just have a battle of the bands. Fucking like people, you invite people there, see who's a bigger crowd. I don't know how you would vote it. Maybe you just do like fucking little raffles or some shit, and then yeah.
You're the promoter now.
Find someone to bankroll that shit.
Well, that's what producers do, man.
Like they wouldn't sound like that live, whereas we sound pretty close to our studio sound. Ooh, that sounds like a fucking call out, Millennia IL.
I know that we should like be like reach out to them. You know what, dude? Start some shit between them.
Yeah, should I reach out and say, hey, man, I.
You know these other Millennia.
Millennia CT is not only. Been around longer than you guys. They're much better, and they're not as fucking.
They're not as fucking limp wristed.
Yeah.
All right. It's next thing because we're an hour 12 minutes in.
Okay. We have a game. Of course we do.
Of course.
know if I can find it. Oh, network. Okay. Music. Get your markers and shit out.
Get your markers out, Dust. In.
Some of these movies are pretty old, so there's no chance Dustin will get them. But, oh, fucking.
Is it wrong?
Jacksonville got another touchdown, so it's 14 of 10.
Oh, no!
All right. This is music, or movies and music. One half of what I'll play is the song. One half of what I'll play is a clip from a movie. And then you put the name of the song and the name of the movie together. It has a common word in the middle. So, number one, first of one. Okay. Part two of number one.
Joshua.
Greetings, Professor Holden.
Hello. Are you still playing a game?
Of course. I should reach DEFCON 1 and launch my missiles in 28 hours. Would you like to see some projected kill ratios?
Okay. Part one of number two. Part two of number two.
How much?
100,000.
How much?
50,000.
I need a number. 9 minutes, I need a number.
I just gave you two.
3,000.
I got 3,000 for the food truck stabbings.
There were more, Dad.
Those were poor Mexican people in a roach coach. Two of them were illegals. These are three wealthy white people shot and killed in their mansion, including a suburban housewife shotgunned in her bed. I know you, Nina. I know your interest and excitement in this product is greater than the amount you're offering.
Okay. First one of number three.
You are lying. I never hit you. You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Part two of number three. First part of number four. Okay, second part of number four.
Hola, Daniel.
Señor Creasy.
Yeah. I got your family here. Your brother doesn't look too good. Yeah, Reyna, she's, what, about 8 months? Huh? You want to negotiate?
The most important thing in life is family. Do you agree?
I agree.
You are. You have my family. Well, most of my family.
My wife and I are separated. You know how that is. Now tell me seriously. How much do you want?
Your brother wants to speak to you. Yeah, hold on.
First part of number five.
now on, stay out of this room.
I want to tell her.
Tell her what?
What's been going on? Who wrote the song?
Look, get out of there. Go to your room.
I need to, Moles.
No.
Please?
No.
Pretty please?
Never.
Okay. Second one of that one. First part of number six.
What are you trying to say? Anybody can miss a shot. Nobody misses when I'm at the end of the rope. You never had a rope around your neck. Well, I'm going to tell you something. When that rope starts to pull tight, you can feel the devil bite your ass.
Yeah, you're right. It's getting tougher. The way I figure, there's really not too much future with a sewed-off runt like you.
What do you mean?
Because I don't think you'll ever be worth more than $3,000.
What do you mean?
I mean, our partnership is untied. Oh, no.
Wait.
Not you. You remain tied. I'll keep the money and you can have the rope.
Okay. Second part of that one. First part of number seven. Second part of that one.
Oh, lemon. Tangerine. You bleed it, mate.
Oh, mate. Shit. Oh shit, man. Who the fuck did I kill?
Get a wet one on it or something.
Oh, it's not mine, mate.
Oh, it's not yours?
Yeah, I don't bleed.
Oh, in that case, just leave your jacket open, let everyone have a good old look.
Yeah, I want everyone to see my tie. What
the fuck is wrong with you? Pull your coat together so no one else notices, Lemon.
I think they'll notice the Chargers code names first, but if we're going to stick with fruit, why not apple or orange? And why my lemon?
Because you're sour. No one likes lemons.
It's bollocks, mate. Lemonade, lemon drops.
You got a sore throat?
Lemon meringue pie.
When was the last time you ate a lemon meringue pie?
Lemon drizzle cake?
I'm sorry, are you talking about lemons?
Quite like lemons, I just heard code names. Oh, well, look at this. Sleeping Beauty.
Wakey, wakey.
Eggs and bacon.
Where am I?
You're safe now. Your father sent us.
You read these words for my father?
Oh, easy. We could deliver you back to your pops in a box.
Technically, we're outside contractors. I'm Tangerine, he's Lemon.
Like the fruit.
Okay, what do you have for number one?
Ghosts of War Games?
Yes. Number two.
Heat of the Night Crawler?
Still of the Night Crawler.
God close. Damn it, I knew it was something of the night. All right.
Number three. You got to know this one.
The Room
You're lying. I never hit you. You're tearing me apart, Lisa!
I couldn't read what I wrote. The Room for More? One More?
Yes, The Room for One More. Okay, number four.
I don't know.
One Inch Man on Fire. One Inch Man is the name of the song.
Okay.
From Caius.
Yeah.
And Man on Fire is the movie.
Okay, yeah. I knew the band, but I know the movie. Or
number five.
Don't know. I know the song, and I know the. I don't know the movie.
Okay. Song is what?
Play It Again. No place for disgrace?
Yes.
Huh?
That's an album.
Oh, well then, no, I don't.
Okay. The song is Dreams of Death.
Okay, yeah,
the movie is Electric Dreams, Electric Dreams of Death.
Fuck, really?
Yeah.
I was like, what is that movie? I've heard it kind of, yeah.
It's the computer talking about how he fell in love with that girl and he wants to talk to her. He composed a song for her.
God damn, that's an obscure movie.
Yeah,
I remember
so what'd
that.
You have for number six?
The Good, Bad, and the Ugly in the Morning?
Yes. Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is a movie. Ugly in the Morning by Faith No More is the second part. Number seven.
Vote with a Bullet, but I don't know the fucking movie.
Okay, I'll give you a hint with the movie. It's recent, and it's a Brad Pitt movie.
Train.
Yes, Vote with a Bullet Train.
Yeah.
All right, let's do, who's shittier?
Everybody's favorite.
Okay, this is Punched in,
Punched in the Dick?
No, do that one last. first one, this is Sorry to Have Been a Little Whack by Baby Mahi.
Guess at some point we lost our way. Doesn't matter what is said to do about it. We're not gonna fret without it. Guess I lost my friend out there. Did not wonder where they went till now, and it's a bit too late to call them back.
What do they look like?
Sorry to have been a little whack. Never seem to find the time. Never seem to recognize.
I mean,
it's not great, but it's not terrible.
Exactly. It's something that you would have in the background, I think.
Dustin says, "Oh my," was his only comment. number two. This is Snow Day by Badger Scratch.
Ooh.
Snow day in the middle of August in a
the other band better or the other guy.
Okay. Next one. This is Lonely Star by Sunrise Airport. One more. Dustin says this is coworker music for that last one. It's giving that vibe. I could see that.
Coworker music?
Yeah, just like, here's my band.
Oh.
You know. not enough hi-hat in the mix.
Oh my God. I was gonna, yeah.
And then Punched in the Head by Drunks with Guns from St. Louis, Missouri. Is this worse than the last one?
Yeah, I know, man. Go to the merch. Does the other one have merch?
It's multiple bands.
Yeah. I don't know, merch, dude.
This one seems a little bit more out of sorts.
More garagey, this one. Go towards the end.
Production's worse than this one.
Yeah,
right?
The production's worse.
This one, I think they're just trying to be fucking like obnoxious sounding. You know, Dustin called it puke rock, I think.
Yeah, could be puke rock. Okay, these guys.
And they do call themselves fucked up on beer and drugs. So it's okay. The guys, they won. All right. Factor crap, and then we're done.
Fucked up on beer and drugs. I wish I was fucked up on beer and drugs.
Where in God's name did it end? Where is it now?
All right, here we go. Factor crap, now that we got a third person. Is he still there?
Yeah.
The word alcohol comes from the Arabic term al-ghul, which means body-eaten spirit. You're like all hot dogless. The word alcohol comes from the Arabic term al-ghul, which means body-eating spirit. Al-ghul.
I say crap.
I say fact. That sounds like something they would do. You must learn English, whore.
Dustin says fact.
So I said fact, you said crap?
Yeah.
It is crap. The word alcohol is actually derived from the Arabic al-kuhol, or kohl, a dark powder used to paint the eyelids. What? Okay. Question number two. Fuck, this one's long. You ready?
Yes.
Young liberated women of the 1920s were called flappers because of a short flap in Great Britain, where when girls left their galoshes, quote unquote, overshoes, unbuckled to flap as they walked, became popular in America and Europe. The name flapper soon caught on and to describe a whole generation of women.
What the fuck are you guys doing? This isn't original or funny.
Again, young liberated women of the 1920s were called flappers because of a short fad in Great Britain when girls left their galoshes, overshoes, unbuckled to flap as they walked. It became popular in America and Europe. The name flappers soon caught on to describe a whole generation of women.
Okay, I say fact on that one.
I say crap.
Dustin says fact.
I say crap.
Okay.
It's fact. Damn. Well, that's a cat's meow. Well, I don't know what that means. Okay. Question number three. Wheels attached to skis, known as roller skates, have been used since the 1600s in Norway.
I ban all Michael Cera movies.
Wheels attached to skis, known as roller skis. Oh, roller skis, not skates. Roller skis have been used since the 1600s in Norway.
I say fact.
I say crap on that one.
Dustin says fact, too.
It's crap.
Damn it.
Roller skis were first invented during the 1930s in Italy and Northern Europe.
I believe, from what I hear, Norwegians put orange juice in their cereal as opposed to milk, which sounds fucking gross as fuck.
Question number four.
Is this anybody's?
Isn't it Emma's? Sucks more dick than everybody else's.
And since he's here.
The Justice, your fucking question is gay. The 16th president, Abraham Lincoln, was a skilled wrestler and was honored with an award from the National Wrestling Hall of Fame in 1992. I don't remember anything, man. It's all stupid anyway. The 16th president, Abraham Lincoln, was a skilled wrestler and was honored with an award from the National Wrestling Hall of Fame in 1992.
I think that's fact.
I say that's fact, too.
Yeah. Dustin says crap.
Oh, wow. Dustin from out of the blue. This is your question, by the way, so if you get it right, it is fact, which you didn't. Lincoln competed in about 300 matches and was only defeated once. Wow. He was a badass.
Yeah, it took some pussy to shoot him in the head while he wasn't looking to take him down.
I was wondering if it was with chairs and shit. Here's Annalise's question. Annalise, here's your question. It's question number 4 or 5.
I wonder what Pandora's question is.
Here is Pandora's question. It's not as good as Annalise's.
That's not that insulting.
Sorry, man. They can't all be insulting. The Spanish government created a crying room within the Madrid health within a Madrid health center to help eliminate the stigma the Spanish culture associates with crying. The sign over the door says "Enter and cry." Mr. Tapeworm, feed me some lunch. Boom, boom, boom. I really want to munch a bunch. The Spanish government created a crying room within a Madrid health center to help eliminate the stigma the Spanish culture associates with crying. The sign over the door reads, "Enter and cry."
That sounds too weird to not be fact. So I'll say fact.
I'll say fact.
Destin says fact.
And I would be a frequent member of that room. I'd probably never get out. It is fact. And then it says boo-hoo on it.
Remember that thing going around that Tool got their name from, like, or they read Ronald P. Vincent's Guide to Lacrimology. It was like the Art of Crying. That was all bullshit.
What?
You know that?
No.
Yeah, this is like early on. Like, you know, this is Undertow days, and there was a book called Ronald P. Vincent where Tool was really into his teachings and this and that, and it's called Lacrimology is the Art of Crying, and you know, Ronald P. Vincent is fake. That's all fake. So, fuck you, Tool. Made me look it up and shit.
Yeah, fuck you, Tool. How dare you? Is that it? Please say yes.
I think so. I think we're done.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, let's call it a day, and then I'm going to watch the rest of the Broncos lose.
And I'm going to go clean up the goddamn house. But whatever.
There should be a cutoff time. Like 6 should be their cutoff time.
For what?
Work on the house.
No, dude. There's not when fucking we got company and shit.
All right.
But once it's done, and we're like, oh, cool. And then it'll go back to shit again within a week or two.
All right. Dustin, I don't know if you got the results from your awards back. Hope you win.
Yeah, man. Dude. You better win.
Tony was like actually putting thought in that shit. He was like going through each question and like picking out stuff, like, you know, just like with
so if
great concentration.
Joseph and the magic, whatever, the Joseph in the Technicolor jacket.
Dream coat. Right?
Yeah, whatever. If that one wins, it's because of me. If it wins anything, it's because of me.
Yeah. I just picked random shit. But we didn't know you were nominated in 2 different things, right? Was it for the same thing, though?
No, it was another one. I think... Saw something.
I thought it was the same category. He just was in 2 different plays.
Yeah.
Anyway, I picked you for like, what was it called? My Fair Lady.
I picked your enemy. I voted for your enemy, dude.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in.
All right.
This is Orbit Culture with the Tales of War.